Happy Monday and welcome to another episode of the Unsocial Butterfly podcast. If you guys have no idea who I am, or if you're here every week, welcome. I'm happy to have you here. My name is Julia Christine, for those of you who don't know me, and yeah, let's get into it. So today's episode is all about my current favorites, and if you guys have been on like YouTube since maybe like 2010, I would say it probably started around 2010. Favorites videos used to be very popular over on YouTube, and I loved watching everyone's videos and getting inspiration for what makeup to buy and all of that jazz, but those videos have definitely died down in the past few years because a lot of people just do vlogs and they just share all of their favorites in those. So I wanted to make a podcast that was dedicated to all of my favorite lifestyle content related topics. So I'm going to share my fashion, makeup, social media, skincare, hair care, food, and my podcast favorites, my plant favorites, and some home favorites. So we're gonna get into it. So usually I like to start up my podcast with sharing kind of like my favorite of the week, my highlights, lowlights, all of that jazz, a favorite quote, things of that nature. But this week I don't really have much to report on because I didn't really do much this week, honestly. If you guys listened to my past episodes, you would know that I'm in the process of a career change. So I'm advancing my career in x-ray into learning CT and MRI. So it's a big career step for me and I'm very excited for this next step in life. But I wanted to take a couple weeks off just to kind of relax, unwind, and get things back together. I've been working for the past 10-ish months, so I haven't really had much of a vacation, so it was really nice to have a week off and just kind of get organized, get in a good headspace, all of those things. So I spent a lot of time kind of reorganizing my content and my social medias, things like that, and upgrading like certain brand related things. That's all boring, but I just spent a lot of my time doing a lot of personal things. I had like doctor's appointments, dentist appointments, really boring things like that. And then my mom and I decided to take a little girls trip and we went down to Bloomington, Minnesota, and we went to a couple of plant stores and just spent the time together, and it was nice to have a weekend away with her. And yeah, we just got back today on Sunday and it was very nice to have some time spent with her. So that's all I have to really report for this week. That was basically my highlight of the week and just having some time off to regroup. So no lowlights around here. Life is good. I don't really feel like I need to be negative on here today. So yeah, let's get into the podcast. I have a feeling today is going to be a little bit of a short one, but I did ask over on the Instagram if you guys like longer or shorter podcasts, and I was kind of surprised how many of you said that you like shorter podcasts, which I get. So I'm going to kind of throw in different variations of lengths of podcasts here and there. So if some are longer than others, that is why. Also, I did want to mention I started this podcast last March. On the 23rd is when I posted my first episode, which is so crazy because today is the 7th. So it's been crazy that it's already been a year. And I know I took a little bit of a break, well, kind of a long break actually. So it hasn't technically been a full year, but this podcast has been alive and well for the past year. So it's just crazy that it's already almost to that 1 year mark. But I did an episode like this in June and I posted all of the links and pictures and things like that that were related to the things that I talked about in the episode over on my website. So that way it's easy for you guys to like quickly glance over to that website blog post thing and reference any of the things that I talked about. Cause I know it's hard cause a lot of us multitask when you listen to podcasts. So just to make things easy, I'll make a little blog post with all of the things that I talked about all together so you guys can reference that after you're done listening to this. So let's jump into it. So first I'm going to start out with the fashion category, and I wanted to talk about my favorite jeans recently, which are these Zara mom jeans. I usually really hate wearing denim because they just don't fit me well and they're just awkward either in the waist or the butt and they just don't fit well, but I found that the Zara mom jeans do fit me really well and I like how they look on me. They are a little bit long, so I do have to kind of cuff them, but they are just a nice style and I like that they are solid denim. They don't have any rips or any distressing, and I like the colors that they offer. So if you are kind of like more of a curvy shape, I definitely suggest trying out these Zara mom jeans because I really like them. I think I bought a size 4 For reference, I'll put that all in the blog post. Not that size matters, but if you are curious what size I got, I think that is what I bought. But they are a little bit on the pricier side, but they are a very great quality denim, and I really like them. They shipped really quickly, so definitely recommend those. And then the next fashion piece that I wanted to talk about is the Abercrombie Soft AF Joggers, which I can't believe that I'm purchasing from Abercrombie again as an adult. I used to shop there as a middle schooler, high schooler, and Abercrombie has definitely changed their style, but I bought a couple pairs of their Abercrombie Soft AF Joggers, and they are super comfy. I would definitely suggest sizing up one size if you want the more oversized, comfy look, but I bought the black pair and then kind of like an oatmeal color, and they're really cute, very comfortable. I love them. My next fashion favorite are the Doc Martin 2976 Quad Chelsea Boots. I feel like everyone and their mother talks about these or wears them or has them, but they're just so cute. I love that they give me a little bit of height because I am short, and they definitely go with a lot of different outfits, a lot of different styles. I've just been loving them, and they are a little bit heavier, so be warned if you're not used to wearing heavier shoes, but I really like them, and I'm really glad that I finally was able to find them in my size. Usually in like sneakers and stuff, I'm a size 8 or a 7.5. I decided to buy a size 7 because I bought a pair of Doc Martens that were huge when I bought my actual size 8, so I would definitely size down in the Chelsea boots. My next favorite are the Puma's Karina sneaker. I'm laughing because every single time I wear these, some guy makes a comment about them. So I don't know if it's like an inside joke or if people actually like them or if they're just teasing me. I don't know. But the story behind these is I was at Target and I was wearing these white Puma sneakers. And I think I was wearing like leggings or something. Like I didn't have a cute outfit on or anything. I was dressed kind of scrubby. So this guy that was working the like self-checkout area, he's like, "I like your shoes." And I didn't really realize what he had said to me. So I just kind of like smiled at him and walked out. And then I realized, oh, he's talking about my shoes. So then I think a couple days later, I had gone back with my mom and we had checked out on the opposite side of Target. So like the other self-checkout, and that guy was working again and he goes, "Hey, I like your shoes." And I was so embarrassed because, well, A, I was there like 3 days later, and B, I was wearing the same freaking shoes that he complimented me on. And so I was like, "Oh, I didn't realize that you were like talking about my shoes last time." And he's like, "Yeah, I'd recognize that blonde hair anywhere." I was like, "I'm really uncomfortable. This is just weird." He was nice about it. Like he wasn't being creepy, but that was just the one time that I had been complimented on those random Puma sneakers. So then I was at a restaurant this weekend with my mom. She was in the bathroom and I was holding our takeout and I was just holding the bag of food. And this guy walks out of the men's bathroom and he goes, "Cool shoes." And I just kind of looked at him again and smiled. And I'm like, "Are you the same guy that was complimenting my shoes like 3 hours away in my hometown?" Like, I am so confused. But if you want to get complimented, wear those shoes, I guess. Maybe I'm just an idiot and maybe it's totally like an inside joke or like something on TikTok or something. I'm just like an old grandma and I have no idea. But anyway, I do like those shoes. They're very comfortable and I enjoy them, even if it is some kind of inside joke that I don't know about. The next thing I wanted to talk about are the mock neck Dickie collars. So my mom had told me that they used to wear these when they were in like high school maybe, but they're literally just like a bib that has like a mock neck turtleneck that peeks out of your shirt. It doesn't really make sense when I talk about it, like when I verbalize it, but you just have to see it to know what I mean. It's basically like a shirt without the sleeves, and then it just has the turtleneck part that sticks out. So it's so you don't have to wear like all of the layers and stuff, which I really appreciate because I hate feeling like claustrophobic underneath 3 different layers in the winter. So I've been loving those mock neck collars. They're really affordable on Amazon. Not that I really like supporting Amazon, but that is the place that I found mine. And the last fashion thing I wanted to talk about are the Cherokee Infinity Scrubs. Of course, like I have mentioned 1,000,005 times, I'm an x-ray tech, so I have to wear scrubs for work, and I love the Infinity brand, or the Infinity line. It is just so comfortable, so stretchy, and I'm obsessed with them. The joggers are personally my favorite, and I own them in black, gray, and blue, and I love them. So, highly recommend if you're looking for new scrubs, and if you can wear your own scrubs to work, I love them. Next, we'll move on to makeup, and I don't really have a lot of different makeup products that I have been trying out because I don't really personally like makeup. I'm definitely more of a minimalist when it comes to makeup. I just don't like applying it. I'm not good at it, so I don't even try. But Merit Beauty actually sent me their whole line, and I had never heard of them, but they are kind of a natural, minimal makeup brand. I don't know why I just inhaled like that. Apparently I'm out of breath. But they're a new brand. I think you can buy them at Sephora, but they sent me their line and I love their highlighter. It's kind of like a stick cream highlighter. I'm obsessed and I highly recommend it. And then the last thing I wanted to mention is the Becca Under Eye Brightening Corrector. Again, I'm so sad because Becca is going out of business in September. I love Becca Cosmetics, but that under eye corrector, I don't know what is in it, but I love it. It smells a little funky, but I'm obsessed with it. I definitely have dark circles and it's definitely hereditary, but I love it. Highly recommend if you need to cover up your dark circles in the mornings. I don't know if anyone cares about this next topic I'm going to talk about, but it's my social medias and which ones are my favorite. So all of you know that I've been currently trying to post more on TikTok and Instagram Reels just to kind of get more content out there, but I have been loving Pinterest, and I've been on Pinterest since 2011. And I used to, of course, post like the prom stuff and all of the like dream home and dream wedding and all this crazy stuff. But now I definitely use Pinterest more of like a business aspect. So I like to post my Instagram pictures on there, and then I like to link my Instagram to my posts. So whenever they get repinned by other people, they can drive it. It basically just drives more traffic to my Instagram, which I think is a really smart idea. It's free and it's really simple and easy. So I also like to use Pinterest to find inspiration for other things like cooking, homeware, cleaning tips, literally whatever you are thinking of, it's likely to be on Pinterest. So I just love Pinterest all around. If you guys aren't following me over there, you definitely should. It is the same as my personal Instagram, which is at Julia Christine K. All of it will be linked in the show notes. Next up is skincare, and I only have one for this topic, but it is the Lush Odie Fix. I don't know how you pronounce that. But it literally smells like cookie dough, and it's kind of thick when you put it on your face, but it's definitely very soothing and moisturizing. My skin has been so dry since it has been a little bit cooler here. Now that it's 60, it's not as cool here, but it's definitely a nice mask for the winter, and I think it would be really helpful to use on hands as well. My hands tend to get super dry in the winter, but I used it last night and I loved it. So unfortunately, we don't have a Lush around here, so I only get Lush once a year typically, but that is one of my favorite face masks. Next is hair care, and I only have one to talk about in this topic as well, but my favorite shampoo and conditioner. People always ask what I use for my hair care, and it is cheap and it is simple. It is the Kirkland Moisture Shampoo and Conditioner, so it's available at Costco, and my favorite part is that it's pretty inexpensive and it comes in a huge bottle. So I also love the smell, and apparently it's like a similar dupe. It's not a dupe, but it's just similar to the Pureology Shampoo and Conditioner. I think someone did kind of like a comparison of the two, and they're definitely different, but they have similarities. So I really like the Kirkland shampoo and conditioner. I would definitely recommend it, and it is super affordable. So I love it. Next, we're going to talk about my favorite topic, which is food. And recently I've been loving a Green Chef. I was sponsored over on YouTube, but me talking about it here on the podcast is my 100% opinion, 100% honest truth. Of course, I only talk about products that I like, so this is completely transparent. And yes, I was sponsored on YouTube, but I am not for the podcast. So this is just me recommending Green Chef because I love it. I am one of the worst cooks around. I could literally burn oatmeal in the microwave. Like, I am just horrible. I don't know what it is. I just cannot follow I can follow a recipe, but I manage to mess up something along the way. So Green Chef makes it super simple and easy, and I highly recommend if you have kind of like a short amount of time to cook, or if you get home kind of late and you don't want to think about cooking dinner, but you still want to eat semi-healthy, Green Chef is definitely a good option. So I would highly recommend Green Chef to anybody. And then the next thing is the birthday cake Heavenly Hunks. And I personally love these guys because they're an Eden Prairie, Minnesota brand. So they're kind of close to home, which I really like supporting local brands and local companies. But the birthday cake flavor is out of this world amazing. I found these, I think it was at Costco a few years ago, maybe 1 or 2 years ago, and they just had the oatmeal chocolate chip ones. And they're vegan, I think they're gluten-free, and they're just overall a healthier option for like little cookies, but the birthday cake ones are delicious. I'm obsessed with them. We found them over at TJ Maxx and I am obsessed. I need to find every single bag and purchase them because I love. The next thing is the Mr. Coffee iced coffee maker. Of course, everyone and their mother owns this and everyone and their mother wants it, but it is so nice for iced coffee. I definitely spend way too much money on iced coffee or cold brew, and I think it's delicious. It makes a simple iced coffee at home, and I just use the Torani, I think is the brand. I just use those really simple syrups and put that in my coffee with some oat milk and it's delicious. I'm obsessed. And the coffee that I use with that typically is the Copper Moon coffee. If I could have a sponsorship with any company, I would want to collaborate with them because they have the best coffee. Again, they sell them at Marshall's or TJ Maxx. And I literally think I bought 4 of the 6 bags that they had at Home Goods last time because I can't find it half the time, so I have to stock up, but the hazelnut is my favorite. Next, I wanted to talk about my favorite podcast, which actually one of the podcasts that I recommended in my first favorites episode was Unfiltered with Lindsay Hughes, and sadly, she just announced that she is no longer making any episodes, so that's super sad because I really liked her podcast. But It's 1106 with Savannah Suber is going to be one of my favorites. She just recently started her podcast and I'm so excited to have her start posting more. She has such a soothing voice and I just really like to listen to her podcast. And then also That's Loaded is literally so funny. I love their humor. They are definitely more of a PG-13 R podcast on some occasions, but I love them. I used to watch Caitlin and Sarah religiously when I was in middle school, and I just think that they have such a good dynamic and I really enjoy listening to them. They're just like best friend goals, so highly recommend that podcast. Next, I wanted to talk about my favorite plants, and of course I love all of my plants, but I just wanted to shout out a few of my newest and also my tiniest and most expensive plant, which is my alocasia. I don't know how you say the next word, but it's basically the black velvet alocasia. It's gorgeous. I bought it at Tonkadale in Minnetonka, Minnesota, and that greenhouse is gorgeous. They have so many plants, literally so many varieties. If you can think of a plant, they likely have it or can get it for you. It's just stunning in there. I'm obsessed. We only had an hour in there because they had to keep the flow going, of course, so we literally took all of our time and looked through everything, and it was just amazing. Our greenhouses around here are very expensive or very limited, and they don't get much stock, so it was really nice to be in a huge greenhouse like that. And my mom and I just really love plants, and that's something we really love to kind of do together. It's like a hobby that we have together, is to just like shop for plants. So it was so fun to go in there, and she bought a really big ZZ plant, which is also one of my favorites. Recently, my plants have been pushing out so many new leaves, so much new growth, and it makes me so happy. Like, it gives me such spring vibes to see life coming into my plants, and especially after a long, dark winter, it's just nice to get some fresh, beautiful leaves coming out. The next topic that I wanted to talk about is some homeware items. Well, actually just one homeware item, but it is the cylinder wine glasses that literally everybody has. I definitely jumped on the bandwagon and bought them too, but they're just gorgeous. You can actually find these at Target now, but I purchased mine on Amazon, which again, I don't love to support Amazon just due to various reasons, but I love the look of these. I think they're very classic and very unique compared to a typical wine glass. I can't speak today. So highly recommend if you are into a new home or you just need some new wine glasses. I really like the style of those. Lastly, I wanted to ask you guys for some book recommendations. So currently I'm reading The Couple Next Door, but I actually had the ending spoiled for me. So I really just haven't been into it as much, and I just don't really want to read it because I already know what happens. And it was kind of like a boring read as it was, so I really wasn't interested in reading it as much. I would read like one chapter at a time and I would get kind of bored with it. So I need to grab the one that I'm currently reading. Or I'm actually just about to start reading The Wrong Family by Taryn Fisher, which I bought at Target. So I'm really excited to start reading this. And I think we should do like a book club episode or something. That would be fun. But I would definitely just need to get on more of a reading routine. I definitely love to read, and I like to read when I am just like outside spending time outdoors. So in the springtime, especially when the weather starts to get a little bit nicer, I would definitely like to sit outside and read a little bit more. Also, if you guys watch me over on YouTube, you would know that I moved into this new apartment back in September, I think it was. And I've slowly been accumulating things and kind of finalizing different rooms, but I am wanting to film the official apartment tour, the like furnished apartment tour, relatively soon. So hopefully I'll kind of get everything finalized. But one thing that I really want to purchase to really bring the whole home together is a set of like chairs for the deck or something, because I love spending time outdoors and I just love nature in general. So I think to sit outside on the balcony would be amazing, but I really want to find a couple nice chairs. I really love the look of like the wicker egg chairs, but I don't think they would fit through our patio door. So I found a really nice set at TJ Maxx actually, and they were kind of like a black painted wicker style and they were gorgeous, and it came with a table and two chairs and it was a really good price. So if they have those this week, I might just bite the bullet and pick them up because they were super pretty. And I just need to start spending more time outdoors because I feel so cooped up sitting in here all the time. And I feel like, I don't know how Cole doesn't go insane because he works from home. So literally 24/7, every single day of the week, he is in this apartment. And a lot of the times he's either streaming or gaming with his friends. So a lot of the times he's in that office even after work. So I'm like, how do you not go insane? Because I would literally go bonkers if I had to do the exact same thing. So those are all of the things that I wanted to mention for this episode. Like I said, I don't really have a ton of new favorites, but I did want to share the random things that I've kind of found within the last few months. I share a ton of products, channels, podcasts, all of those recommendations that I personally really love. I share a lot of them over on my YouTube channel, and sometimes in my story, I've kind of been trying to get better on Instagram because I used to be so afraid of like people I knew knowing about my social medias, which is so freaking stupid. I don't know why I care so much about what people think, but I've definitely been trying to get better. And if someone really cares that much about what I do in my free time, then they really need to check their priorities. So I just need to do what makes me happy, and that is posting more on my social medias and posting more of what I love. So that means I'm going to start sharing more things over on my Instagram stories, which I definitely love to watch my favorite creators' Instagram stories just to get inspiration and stuff. So if you guys want to go give me a follow over on Instagram, that would be so appreciated. Also, if you would like to follow the Unsocial Butterfly podcast Instagram, that is where a lot of the recommendations come from. So if you guys have like a podcast topic that you ever want to hear, I always check the DMs over there. So if you ever have a podcast topic or something that you want me to talk about on a future episode, definitely just send me a message over on the Instagram account and I would love to have a conversation with you guys. I love talking to you guys so, so much. So definitely just send me a message over on Instagram and I'll get back to you. Occasionally, I'll also post like stories where you guys can submit different inquiries. And then there's also one on my highlight where you guys can submit inquiries all the time of different topics that you want talked about. But I personally love having your guys' feedback on episode topics and just feedback in general. So I really, really appreciate when you guys send me messages. Since this is a solo podcast, I do really struggle with finding topics to talk about. And every Sunday, I kind of just like rack my brain of random things that I could or want to talk about, of course. I do want to have guests on in episodes in the future, but it takes a little bit of planning and organizing to get someone scheduled for an episode. So I will try to do that here in the future because I want to start getting more content on here that isn't just me talking about my life. From the get-go, I've always wanted this podcast to be something meaningful and something that you could take a message from at the end of it. So I try to put that into a lot of my episodes, and some of them are just random and fun, kind of like this one. But I think it would just be a nice dynamic to add to the podcast rather than just hearing me talk week after week after week. It kind of gets boring, I'm sure. So hopefully we'll have some guests on the podcast very, very soon. But I'm going to sign off for the night. I need to go shower. It's 9:45 and this podcast is going up at 6 a.m. tomorrow, bright and squirrely. I really want to know if some of you guys get up early and listen to the podcast. I'm not an early riser by any means anymore, so I don't really listen to episodes very early in the morning. So I usually listen to them at night or when I'm cleaning or something. So let me know over on Instagram what time you listen to the podcast. Random question of the day. So thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to listen to this podcast. Be kind to one another, be happy, and I'll talk to you next Monday in a new episode.